We only have three letters this week. The first is from Ian Jessett from Stobe Eden, who is not very concerned to hear that UEA students might have to walk 20 minutes to go to a pharmacy. I see that due to an on-site pharmacy closing at the UEA, the poor little students have to walk 20 minutes to the nearest alternative. How will they ever be able to undertake such an arduous and horrific activity? During the week of the D-Day anniversary, I wonder how many of the young soldiers about to disembark onto the beaches thought, could be worse, at least I don't have to walk 20 minutes to the shop.
The second letter this week comes from Doug Folger of Thorpe St Andrew, who thinks the cost of the police and crime commissioner could be better spent on policing. As a person of a certain age, I still miss the things that used to be familiar on the streets of our towns and cities. Ordinary, everyday things like red telephone boxes, free curbside parking spaces, newspaper vendors on their regular spots, and most of all, the policemen. Bobbies going about their beats at all hours, not necessarily looking for trouble, but dealing with it if it happens. Now we read that having called the police because of a disturbance in St Benedict Street, the caller received a response 2 days later. Not 2 minutes, not 2 hours even, but 2 whole days for a response. And it's not made clear what form this response was. Telephone being most likely. By which time the cause of the disturbance will have long since gone. It is clear that more police are required on the streets, and that means on the street, not driving around in cars, but being seen on foot in areas of need, like Prince of Wales Road and St Benedict's. And how do we pay for these extra policemen? Simple. Disbanding the post of Police and Crime Commissioner would save £1.5 million every year, and put over 50 new policemen into uniform to act as a deterrent to the lawbreakers. The PCC and her staff of 30 are simple advisers to the Chief Constable, and he needs more bodies on street patrol, not advice.
The third letter comes from Tony Vale, from the Wyndham and Attleborough Talking newspaper, who we have to congratulate. Talking newspaper. Regular correspondents to the letters section of this newspaper may well have their contributions voiced by a local talking newspaper. Wyndham and Attleborough Talking newspaper will surely record the 1,300th edition of its news and information service for visually impaired people. Items from the letters section and the opinion column are regular features on each edition. The recordings can be heard via www.watn.org.uk. That is www.watn.org.uk. Click on Listen to News.